Yeah, I know what's going through y'all's mind. Follow that. What a blessing. What a blessing. Will you bow with me in prayer? Father, we pray that you open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us tonight, we'll receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Excuse me. So, everybody's ready for Christmas, right? I sure hope you are, because if you're not, you're in trouble. So, the week prior to Christmas, it's a pretty hectic time, isn't it? I mean, there's dinners, and then there's family, and then there's three or four different getting togethers and opening presents, and there's, y'all mind if I come down here? Okay, good. I'm not going back up. There's so much that's going on. I mean, in my own life, it's you got this going on and you got that going on. And I have to tell you that if it wasn't for my wife and my staff, I wouldn't have a clue what's going on. Because there's so many different little things that are happening. Excuse me. And on top of that, you got to go out and buy gifts. Now, in my household, it's pretty easy to do. My wife takes care of all of it. And I can say a few extra things tonight or at this service than I could at the last one because she ain't here. But my wife is awesome. I mean, she makes out lists for everybody, and she goes and she either goes to the store and gets it, or she'll order it online and that, what's it called, Prime stuff. I had a whole warehouse delivered to my house. But when it comes down to that personal thing, I'm a little bit different. I don't shop online, mainly because I don't know how. And so, I only buy for my wife because she takes care of the rest of it, which is great. The problem is that buying for my wife is, oh, let's just be honest, it's hard. Any of you guys feel the same way? I'm not asking the women, I'm asking the guys. I mean, think about it. If you get the wrong thing, you pay for it for a year. 1 year, I thought I was doing my wife a great favor. I bought her a whole set of pots and pans. And she reminded me a while ago that that wasn't the only thing that I bought that Christmas. I bought her a new vacuum cleaner. Now, guys, all you young guys, whether y'all are married or not, listen very carefully to this part of the sermon. Don't buy something that you think your spouse can use, because all that does is put you in the doghouse. Because they want us to think about what to get them. So, for years and years and years, and Angie and I will be together for 39 years as of January the 1st. She has put up with me for that long. Those of you that don't know me, she is a blessed angel. Where's Lance at? I heard that come out of him. So I always want to get her the thing that she wants the best. And a lot of times I have to talk to my daughter because my wife won't tell me. So for the longest time, I would go out and I would just take a chance at it, and most of the time I'd get it wrong. So we devised a plan. She would make a list starting in October of what she wanted for Christmas. Seems reasonable, doesn't it, guys? That's very reasonable. Just make me a list. I'll pick from it, or I'll get it all, depending on how much money you give me. So, the problem with that is that she won't give me a list. So one Christmas I decided I'm going to show her. So I took her credit card. And I went and bought her a brand new $400 wedding ring and put it on her credit card. I now get a list. And I get a range of how much I can spend. So it's all worked out. But you know, it's a funny thing about buying Christmas presents. And so I wanted to talk about that tonight. I wanted to talk about buying the perfect Christmas present. That's pretty, isn't it? She wrapped that. I was going to, and she took over. I can't wrap anything. So here's the way Christmas presents, or any present for that matter, but since it's Christmas time, we'll focus on Christmas. This is how buying a Christmas present goes. First of all, you have to have a buyer, or you have to have the person who is giving, the giver, right? Because if you don't have a giver, you're not going to be giving a Christmas present. That's the easy part. I'm the giver. So I'm going to give that Christmas present. That's the easy part. Now, the next thing is a recipient. We got to have a recipient, right? So that recipient is important, because you got to know who that person is in order to buy them the perfect Christmas present. I'm not going to go out. I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to go out and buy my wife a hammer drill. And she's not going to go out and buy me a sewing machine. That would be a mistake. I'm not going to go out and buy my grandchildren some fancy over the wall thing, because I know all they're going to do is tear it up. On the other side of it, I'm not buying my kids anything expensive, because they've got jobs, they can do it themselves. So when we have that recipient, we want to buy the perfect gift for them. And so we research and we research and we find out what it is that they want, that one thing they can't live without. And then we go find it. Which brings us to the next thing, the gift. I want to buy the perfect gift for whoever it is that I'm buying it for, so that they can utilize and use it, not just one time, but for years to come. I want them to enjoy it. I want them to be excited about it. And typically I don't have that problem, except when it comes to Lance, because Lance never will tell me what he wants for Christmas. He doesn't tell his mama either. But we want to know what that perfect gift is. We want them to just ooh and ah over it. We want them to need what it is that they get, because we want them to have the perfect gift. So we get the gift, and now we have to wrap it. And like I said, this is a beautiful wrapping job. Yeah, mine never turns out this pretty. But that the presentation makes it that much more wantable. Don't you want this gift, Remy? You don't really care what's in here. You just want it because it looks good, right? Right? I mean, wrapping it in something that's adorable makes it great. By the way, a side note, don't wrap your spouse's Christmas present in duct tape. That doesn't fly. So, okay, we've got the giver. We've got the recipient. We've found the perfect gift. We've got it wrapped. The next thing is delivery. So there's so many different ways to deliver present. We can go and we can take it and hand it to them ourselves and say, Merry Christmas. Or we can send it by mail. Good old UPS. Guaranteed to reach them before next Christmas. Or we can send it airmail. Anybody ever seen anything airmail? That's airmail. FedEx, UPS. There's so many different ways to send things these days. If you're sending money, you can send it by wire or MoneyGram or Western Union, anything like that. So I know y'all are sitting out there thinking, okay, so where's he going with this stupid thing? Sounds like he's just going in circles. Y'all are thinking that, right? Be honest, you're in church. Well, this is where we're going. So, this is Christmas, and what are we celebrating? Are we celebrating a Christmas tree, Christmas lights, Advent wreath? No, we're celebrating Christ. So here's the tie-in. So the giver of the greatest gift of all is God. There's our giver. He wants to give a gift. So he has to pick out a recipient. He decides he wants his gift to go to all mankind. He wants all of humanity to receive a gift from him. So how do you pick out the perfect gift for people that really don't care? The perfect gift is salvation. The perfect gift is eternal life. That is the perfect gift, the best gift of all to all humanity. It doesn't matter who you are. Salvation is the greatest gift of all. So then, now we have to wrap the gift. So, do we wrap it in wrapping paper, put a bow on it, ribbons? Do we put it in a paper sack? Do we just leave it unwrapped completely? No, God had a great idea on how to wrap the perfect gift. The baby go. You let her take the baby out. God decided to wrap the perfect gift, salvation, in a baby. I mean, think about it. A baby. How can you look in a baby's face and say, no, I don't think so? It is the greatest wrapping there is to put salvation in a child. So God had all of this stuff figured out. The only thing left to do was how he was going to deliver that gift. They didn't have the U.S. Postal Service at that time. Wells Fargo hadn't kicked off their horses yet. There was no UPS or FedEx. Oh, but wait a minute. There was UPS. Did you know UPS started over 2,000 years ago? Ultimate personal sacrifice. God sacrificed his son that we might receive the perfect gift of salvation. A gift of love from God to us. The gift that just keeps on giving and giving and giving. God had found the perfect recipient, mankind. He had the perfect gift, salvation. He had the perfect wrapping, a child, his son. And he delivered it through his son's sacrifice. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is when God shows up and knocks on the door to give us that gift, do we open the door and receive that gift fully? Or do we not answer the door and it be returned undeliverable? God's gift is for all mankind. And it's offered freely. You don't have to sign up for a membership. You don't have to pay any money. All you have to do is take it. That's all you got to do. So on this night as we celebrate and as we come together anticipating the coming of Christ, don't let that gift not be received. Open your door, the door of your heart, and let Him in. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, we thank You so much for the gift that You've offered to us. We thank You for the gift of salvation. And Father, we thank You for the sacrifice of Your Son, that ultimate personal sacrifice, that we might receive that gift just by saying, I accept it. Father, as we go from here tonight and as we get ready to celebrate Christmas Day, remind us that it's not about it's not about the tree, it's not about the presence under the tree, it's not about the lights, but it's about Your Son's coming to us. And Father, help us to carry on the tradition and to offer that gift to someone else that they might receive eternal life also. We pray it all in Your Son's holy name. Amen.